listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But this week, we continue with our core team divided into smaller groups. Our version of the Two Towers, with none of the grandeur. A quick side announcement. We have some new shirts, commemorating past winners of March Magic. So, if you want a Wily Potatoes shirt, or perhaps an Automatoni the Automaton Townie shirt, drag your shambling, defeated frame towards our Dashery store. Link can be found cowering in the show notes. As mentioned, with the hosts of our show divided into their separate quests, this week we check in on Arnie's quest. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Set up on this table here. I think this will be good. Thank you. Momo, thank you for helping me set up the microphones.
Absolutely no problem. Is this map about the size of where we're going to be going?
Oh,
is this approximate or is this...
Momo, this is so helpful. I was hoping to get some maps of Northeastia. I think this is Northeastia. I'm not the best at reading maps, especially of Foon.
Yes, you asked for maps and I spoke to a... very frustrated librarian about it. Uh-huh. She was really mad. I asked if I could take out a reference book.
Uh-huh.
And she stared daggers at me. But, yeah, this is what I got.
Is that why one of these books here has a chain on it that's been broken?
Yeah. Yeah. We probably are on limited time with that book.
Okay. So, since we're likely to be kicked out, why don't I go ahead and start the episode. Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 11 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift. And normally, for 11 years, I use that to upload a podcast with my co-host, Usidor the Blue, and Chunt the Talking Badger. But we have split
two
up.
Two people
separate-
who did not want me to go with them, which is fine.
Oh, did you actively talk to them about whether you could join their quest?
Yeah, I was interested in sort of what they had going on, but uh-huh. They sort of made it seem like they were all booked up and
sure.
Ready to go. I'm fine, Arnie.
No. I'm so happy you're here. I mean, I guess that kind of explains why it took a while for me to hear back. Like when I messaged you via carrier bird, like it took a while to hear back if whether you were going to be in the quest.
I put myself on the wait list for the other quests, but I didn't hear back, I figured it was time to say yes. You know what? This is a year of confidence.
Say yes to the quest.
Say yes to the quest. This is a year of confidence for me. I made a vision board that I was going to be more confident, and so here we are. I'm not going to let things affect me, like not getting picked for a team.
And you've already, you need no introduction, but I am joined by my co-captain in this quest. It's not just my quest now. It's just not Arnie's team. It's Arnie and Momo's team. Momo, the mouse with human strength.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Honored to be a co-captain. And I think I would have been at the bottom of the other group. So this is actually pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I can put this quest on my resume or...
I guess so. I mean, will people try to reach out to me as a reference?
Yeah, they'll probably be like, how's Momo on quests? Does she pack well? Does she give up halfway through? Mm-hmm. Does she have a good attitude?
Well, depending on how this quest turns out, I am willing to give like a very glowing recommendation.
That's fantastic. That's good to know.
Have you been on many quests before, now that I think about it? Like, I guess I didn't really put you through any kind of like interview for this.
Right. I did go on one quest with you guys, and I thought it was a vacation. If you remember that, right. I packed, that's like, it was mostly like Momo and flip-flops.
Trying to think if you contributed to that success in any way. You were a delight to have with us.
Thank you so much. More of a personality hire. These maps, co-captain, mm-hmm. fellow co-captain, okay. We are trying to go to the Northeast.
Yes. Well, we're eventually going to go to the Northeast, and this is very useful for when we're trying to defend the Northeast. But also, we need to find out where the Silent Eye is, a secret society that no one knows anything about. And I'm hoping that there's some information about it here in the Library of Meridanth, the biggest library in all of Foon.
Secret? Well, we know the name, so we don't know nothing about it.
That's true. We know the name, the Silent Eye, so that's pretty good. Also, I thought this would be, you know, I think libraries are good community spaces. I thought this would be a good place to kind of, like, gather. Like, I rented out a meeting room here, and when I put out for people, like, whoever, I'm guessing we're going to have, like, a good half dozen people joining this quest, that we could all meet in that meeting room.
Yeah, there's a bunch of students on the outside of this room just glaring at us. It's finals week, and the timing of this is bad.
Yeah, okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, and I guess we did show up early, so maybe we're squatting in a room that's not ours yet.
Yeah, we got to make haste on this. I think some of these books were not meant to move from their original locations, and these students look serious.
Okay, well, this big book with the chain, it's a History of the Belleroth, so that's really useful. I don't know if I want to read that right now.
Arnie, you're going to have to do a lot of the reading, because when Momo reads, I have to run from one end of the page to the other, and my stamina is
just turning
bad.
Pages alone. Like, you're strong, but still, just size-wise.
Exhausting. It took me, like, 7 years to read the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, my gosh. Well, why did you? Why? And you stuck with it?
Yeah, because everyone was talking about it. Remember that summer when everyone was talking about it?
I guess so. That is one of the few things I brought into this world, with copies of the Da Vinci Code. And it just went crazy in Foon.
Yeah, it was great. Well, you know, and then I was ready to talk about it, and everyone had really moved on. It didn't have the cultural staying power we thought it would.
That's true. Momo, can I ask, how have you been? I guess we've been so busy working on this. How have you been lately? I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, I'm fine. Just really trying to turn over a new leaf this year, like I mentioned. I made a vision board that just said, stop being so fucking insecure. And that's all it said. And we're going to see how that turns out.
Yeah, well, do you want me to hold you to that? Like, is there any way I can help?
Yeah,
like,
if you're
being fucking insecure, should I point it out?
Yeah, just be like, yeah, point it out. I think that's good, keeping me honest. Is there anything that you're working on right now that I can help you with?
That's a good point. You know, I'm trying to, like, be present and be here. Like, besides doing a podcast and always making content, which I know is maybe not being present, I'm trying to, like, not think too much about, like, my co-hosts. And, like, comparing myself, like, thinking, like, are they doing a better job on their quest?
Yeah, are they having fun? All right. No learning, no growth this year. Love that. Stay exactly the same. I love that, Arnie.
We're both setting up goals for ourselves that we are unlikely to accomplish.
I love it.
Okay. I think, actually, though, we're in a study room now. I bet the meeting room is ready. We can see how many of the people that I reached out to showed up to join the quest.
I bet it's going to be like dozens.
Oh, I bet so. Oh, my gosh. I mean, if I'm being honest, I wasn't discerning. Like, I sent out a lot of messages.
Wait, what?
I mean, besides you. Like, after I locked down that I had my co-captain, I sent out a lot of messages for people to join this quest.
Okay, great. But you, it's like people who have a variety of skills, though, right? We got, like, fighters and...
Yeah. I mean, the main criteria was I could remember their name. And I gotta say, there's a lot of people I know I don't remember their name.
Okay, this sounds like every birthday party you've ever thrown. All right. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, let's see here. Walking right down. Have you spent much time in this library before? It is huge.
Can you tell by my everything that I have not spent that much time here? I was reading the Da Vinci Code for 7 years, Arnie. I don't have much use of coming back here.
Although I do appreciate when we entered this library, you put little, like reading glasses on. I can't tell, like, do you need those? Or are those just kind of, like, for show?
I'm playing the part.
Okay, I like that.
Your intellectual co-captain, Momo the Mouse.
All right, okay.
I don't understand the point of it if I can't take it home. So I'm just going to keep it in here. And if you have a problem with that, you can get in my mouth and die. So how's that? Maybe that's what you do. Yeah, you do run away. You do run away now, book person. Oh, hi, Arnie.
Oh, hey, Tourmaline, Dragontine, how are you doing?
Pretty good. They're telling me that I can't keep all these books for my hoard, which is rude and incorrect.
Yeah, that's the reference librarian. She's a real stickler about you not taking the books.
Yeah, she's going to be real stickler to the inside of my intestinal tract if she keeps this up. Wait, Momo?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Mom, it's been forever, girl. Oh, how are you?
Wow, how are you?
Oh, really good. I think I'm finally going to kill my dad and take his stuff this year.
Oh. What? Oh, my God.
He's
finally.
He's gotten so lax with the way that he guards his hoard. It's honestly embarrassing. He's practically asking for it.
It's so crazy to watch your parents age like that, isn't it?
I know. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, unbelievable.
How are you?
I'm the same. Still the same.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Okay.
Arnie, that was a test. I was acting insecure. You needed to keep hold me accountable.
Oh, don't be so fucking insecure, Momo.
What?
Thank you,
don't
Arnie.
Don't you talk to my fucking friend that way.
No.
I will swallow you in down whole.
No, Tourmaline. I'm only saying that to her because it's exactly what she needs to hear. Momo, don't be so fucking
Arnie,
insecure.
You are on the thinnest ice. And if you talk to her like that again, I will drop you from several thousand miles in the air.
Holy shit.
This is giving me confidence.
Anyway,
this is working.
This is interesting that you are the one who is showing up right now. That's interesting.
Oh, Tourmaline.
Because I sort
of. Are you here to join my quest?
Yeah, I said yes to all three, and all three said yes, but then I forgot which one was meeting which one where. So I guess this was yours, huh?
Yeah, this is mine.
Okay, cool. That's good.
It's okay. If it's okay, I can accept any answer. Did you have like a stack ranking of preferences of which ones you wanted?
Don't ask questions. You don't want the
answer. Yeah, do you
want to
hear the answer to it?
I'll tell you. I do. I think I do.
I mean, look, I didn't care enough to figure out which one was meeting which where.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I'm being totally honest, it was Usador, you, Chaunt.
Okay. I can live with that. I can live with that.
Because I sort of don't trust that Chaunt is actually on a quest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. He's probably at like a singles mixer right now. Like, we don't know if he's accomplishing anything.
Speaking of which, I did sort of invite someone else to come, if that's okay with you.
Oh,
and I didn't sort of, it's more, I was like, well, if I'm renting the room, they asked if I wanted to go on a date and pick the place. And I was sort of busy and double booked. So I did pick this place, if that's okay.
Okay. I'm not entirely sure I understand what you're saying. And that's not a new thing
for
me talking
to you,
Tourmaline.
I'm saying I double booked a date with whatever it is that we're about to do.
Oh, okay. Oh, so this is both joining a quest and also you're on a date at the same time.
Well, not now. Right now I'm just on a quest because they haven't showed up yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Oh, my God. This happens to me all the time. Every time I go on a quest, it ends up being Momo's the third wheel. Momo's not a part of the whole couple thing.
No, Momo. I mean, like, look.
Momo, stop being so fucking insecure.
Arnie, I swear to fucking God, I will drop you off a cliff if you talk to her like that again.
Wow.
Here he is.
What? It's gotten so cold in here.
My glasses are frosting.
Well. If my eldritch eyes don't deceive me, if it isn't Arnie Niekamp and... Oh, Tourmaline, well, this is awkward.
Wait, why?
Yes,
Hi. Solwalker.
Hey. How's it going?
Oh, my God, you look
good.
Thank
you. You look amazing.
Tourmaline, are you on a date with Soulwalker? This evil being that's always trying to kill me?
Excuse me. Don't talk about my maybe boyfriend that way. I'll drop you off a cliff.
Yes.
Wait, Solok, are you always trying to kill Arnie?
That has been sort of my modus operandi for quite some time. Yes.
Do you know Momo?
This is my down friend. Here, pulling on your coat. Hi, you remember me? We went on a quest once. I thought it was a vacation.
Oh, yes. This tiny creature has bedeviled me in the past. Yes, you are familiar to me as well.
Oh, no.
We did tequila shots once, remember?
Oh, my God. Pause, Momo. Come here.
What?
Is this your ex?
No.
Is it cool? Because I don't want to...
Oh, my God, no.
Are you sure?
He seems like a really good fit for you.
Really? I think so, too.
You guys are really sweet together.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Soulwalker, I know we're not really, like, we're enemies, but we're kind of outside this conversation. It's kind of awkward.
You guys don't need to sidebar just because we're sidebarring.
Yeah, we're done. It truly took us just a moment.
Yes, Arnie Niekamp, there was a time... that if I saw you, you would feel the deadly and steely touch of my eldritch hand, and I would add you to the legions of souls that currently reside within my rotting shell.
Right, the second part I didn't like, but the first part about the cold and steely hands was doing it for me.
Yes.
Tornoli, how did you feel about the rotting shell part?
That's the part I didn't like, Arnie. Let me breeze by it.
Okay, sorry. I only listened to half of sentences.
Everybody loves cold hands.
Yes, cold hands, warm hearts. Hots.
Can't lose.
That's our motto.
Warm hands, cold hearts. Oh no, I did it backwards.
Yes. Cold hearts, warm hands. No, doesn't matter.
I've met so many other soul walkers from so many other planes of existence, some of whom have so many Arnie souls within them. They're more Arnie than soul walker. Oh. Let's just say I've been doing a little bit of souls searching lately. And I realize that in a way I need you, Niekamp.
This is weird. Can I say? And Tourmaline, I guess I'm seeing a little bit of what you're seeing. It felt so good for you to say you need me.
Yeah, yes. I didn't love hearing it because it's like, who are you even on a date here with?
Well, try to understand, Tourmaline, that I this is sort of a nemesis relationship, a white whale, if you will.
Okay.
Soulwalker's reach must exceed one's grasp, or what's an abyss for? Or so the saying goes.
Oh, God, don't I know it.
Mm-hmm. Can I get you guys anything to start with? Maybe some water or wine? I don't know if this library has wine.
Is this a full-service library?
Yeah, we can try it.
Oh, no, I don't need anything. Anything I ate or drank would just fall through my ribs and make a little puddle on the floor.
Oh. Okay. You know what? I'm trying to be open-minded. This is a year of open-mindedness for me. Okay. You don't mind if we do date while we do quest, right?
You don't mind if we do date while we do quest?
Do I mind if they do date? Momo, what do you think? Should I mind if they do date while we do quest?
I don't think beggars can be choosers, Arnie. These are the only two people who seemingly showed up.
Do you think that I wouldn't show up? Ah, Niekamp, I am inexorably drawn to you. For years without counting. Well, I guess really 4 or 5, roughly 6 years. I have been drawn to you. Your essence calling to me across.
And I've got to say, it makes me feel so good that you when you say that you're drawn to me.
Yes.
Okay, Momo, this feels like this is a red flag. Because he's been all this time, and he's just talking about Arnie, and it's like I'm right over here, and I don't know what to do. Is this just me?
I think he's nagging you. He's trying to get your attention.
I think I'm being nagged right now. And it is working something fierce.
Anyways, everybody, welcome to the Arnie Momo quest. This is sort of the orientation get to know you part of it.
Great.
Two of you are on a date. Let's just try to get to know each other. Everybody just say a fun fact about themselves. I'm Momo. I have human strength.
Oh. I guess I already knew that. But still, I'm Arnie. I'm from another world. I have slightly webbed toes.
We are the Soul Walker. There are legions of the souls of the slain and damned within us, dwelling in a non-Euclidean pocket dimension inside us. And I'm on a journey of self-discovery, trying to branch out from the dark and abyssal pathways of my life into a new and different chapter.
I'm Tourmaline, and I'm sort of outdoorsy, but like if we need to like spend a night just sort of like inside chilling, that's okay with me too. I'm fun, and I think that I have a lot to offer our relationship.
And that's what I need. Somebody who's okay just kicking back and being cozy at home, but also someone who just spontaneously might go out and burn a town.
Oh my gosh, that's so me. You're describing so me right now.
You are describing. Yes, yeah. That is crazy. I was just going to say that.
Yes. This is what they refer to as a meet cute.
Well, why don't we do a quick break? And when we come back, we'll start talking more about our team building.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Whoa! Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Momo, I was expecting a lot more people, so I prepared a bunch of like team building exercises that are good for like a dozen people, but I don't know what to do with such a small group.
Well, Soul Walker has like a million souls in him, so like that could carry it number wise.
And I can be big or small if that's useful. I guess I don't know what the activity is. Is one of them you need people to be big or small?
That's right, Tourmaline. Remind me how your... Oh, this is maybe an awkward question. Remind me how your size works.
Don't ask it then. A woman about her size in front of a date that she's on. No, I have like dragon magic. So like right now I fit in this room, right?
Yeah.
I have human form if I need it, but I'm not using it because I'm on a date. And like if you got it, flaunt it.
Sure. You look great, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you. Okay, now everyone said it, so that's great for me. Thank you.
Tourmaline, have you ever been on a quest? Like, I know you're always sort of like in a battle with your father to get his hoard, but have you ever like gone on a quest with a group?
What's the difference between a quest and a job?
That's a good question.
That is a really good question.
I guess it's like a job, but you're always on it. And you there's a lot of traveling.
Oh no!
And then when it's done, you're out of a job.
No.
Like if you do it well, then you're out of a job.
No, I don't do jobs that I'm always on because I'm trying to have like really good personal boundaries for my work life balance.
Yeah.
And so
really smart.
If I'm working, then I have like I'm taking time off for me when I need to be, and also if I'm traveling, then that's for vacation.
Very wise. I have long been a wraith in the employ of the Dark One.
Oh, yeah. But, good job security there?
There is wonderful job security, but very very low in the regard of physical security. Many of the Dark Lords, vassals, are damned, rent asunder, fed to his dark and sensual panthers. But
dark and sensual panthers?
You heard him.
Yes. He often rides in his dark and obsidian black armor upon his dark
and sensual panther. Have you seen these guys, Arnie?
No. How many panthers are we talking?
It's not a number. It's not a matter of how many. It's just like, picture a panther.
Mm-hmm.
Picture it really throwing it back.
Ooh, yes. Imagine a panther now thicken it by a thousand fold.
And now it's moving in slow motion.
Yeah.
And sort of tossing its ears to one side.
Big ear toss. Yes. Sort of.
But we are taking time for ourselves now. I'm not into employment. I'm into seeking a calling. If one loves what one does, one never works a day in their life.
Oh, my God. I found that to be the case as well.
Yes. Well, Arnie is paying us handsomely for this quest.
Wow.
Not about the money, but it is certainly a perk.
That's great, because my hoard could use it. Mama needs a new pile.
And now the money will come once we have saved all of Foon from the wizard. So I can't pay you right away, but trust me, I feel like the riches will be pouring in when people will be so happy when we have saved Foon.
This quest is sounding suspiciously like an internship.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of opportunities for experience, for exposure.
Okay, but also for piles and piles of treasure is what it said on the form.
Yes. When I have the money, you have the money.
Okay, well, no. Because when you have the money, then you give it to me. Then only I will have the money.
Sort of a startup venture.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, do you want to believe in yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you believe in yourself, then we're going to accomplish this. And then the money will come flooding in.
Okay. I'll just trust you. And then if you ever double-cross me, I'll splatter the castle walls with your sort of body, and it'll be a non-issue. So this is fine. So this is going to be fine.
I've got to say I'm a little uncomfortable with the fact of how much of my team is threatening me. Like, I feel like I'm not the safest person within my own team in this quest.
Arnie, you're in a room with a limitless soul being, a dragon, and quite frankly, one of the bravest, smartest, strongest women I've ever known.
Oh, my God.
In what world would you be safe? You are entirely outclassed here, just on every level.
Yes.
But we are happy to be here, Arnie. Hit us with those team-building exercises.
Okay, okay. Okay, well, you know, something Dawn Helene said earlier I think is a good point. Look, I think we want to really, like, dedicate ourselves to this quest and do a good job.
Yeah.
But also, what are the things that we personally need to be, you know, mentally healthy on this quest? Like, are there certain hours that we can quest on? Are there certain things, like, do you have a communication style that it's good for the other people to know about?
I'll go first, I guess. Momo likes on a quest when there's sort of like a dark night of the soul where we think we're going to fail. Mm-hmm. And then the least likely among us sort of gives a rousing speech to sort of get everyone back on track. And then if we all have sort of a sword or a prop, we all put that sword or prop kind of in the middle of a circle and we say a catchphrase that we do. And it gets everyone inspired. I also do love when a beloved member of the team dies on a quest.
Ooh, Arnie, that can be you.
Yes. It raises the stakes.
Am I the most beloved in this group? I don't know if that's true, actually. I think I'm in danger, but I'm not in the most danger.
Oh, maybe not the most beloved, but certainly the most likely.
Yeah, I'd say the most vital in the literal sense. Like, the most able to die, I think, probably, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You are the most vital, yes. Tourmaline is exactly correct. The most vital in that you are the most brimming with vitality, considering that I... undead.
Momo, you said something about like a catchphrase. Were you thinking we'd have individual catchphrases or like a team catchphrase?
Like maybe like a team catchphrase.
Ooh,
like,
I love that.
Like something that someone says that would get everyone remotivated towards the end of the quest.
Now, do we want to come up with it or do we just sort of, do we just want to find it? You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't want to force it, but I also don't want to miss it. Does that make sense?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Oh, is it possible that it's I don't want to force it, but I don't want to miss it? Is that... is it possible?
Rolls off the tongue.
Yes.
Look, I don't want to force it, but I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, it's look. I don't want to force it, but I don't want to miss it.
So it sounds like right now our two biggest contenders are look, I don't want to force it, or I don't want to miss it, or... Momo, stop being so fucking insecure.
If you talk to her like that a single more time, I will turn
you.
Body into ash and eat that ash like it's a pixie stick.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when you talk that way.
What does everyone else need on their quest?
Need? There is very little that I need in the way of resources. I can survive for days. I need no sustenance but souls. And in fact, if a four-person dragon-mouse party seems unwieldy to the group, I will happily volunteer to consume you all so that we can move as one. And you can be caged in the non-Euclidean pocket dimension that I surround.
Hmm.
Take my meaning?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a great option if my feet get tired.
For sure. I guess for me, though, kind of one of my whole things is I can't be caged or contained or tied down or told what to do. So for me, my sort of leadership style in that what I need from a leader is to sort of let me do whatever I want, and that's kind of the stuff that I'll do. Mm. So...
That makes sense to me.
That's kind of the end of that sentence.
Yes. And my sort of leadership style is to make a dark bargain that you must entertain. Sign on the line. And when you have done, see it fulfilled.
Yeah.
For a price.
I'm okay with dark bargains as long as we sort of like set the parameters beforehand. This consensual dark bargains. You know what I mean?
Of course. We must go in with full, willing, and clear-eyed consent.
Yeah, and that can, like, change at any time. And that's okay, and that's healthy. Like, sometimes I think I want a dark bargain, and then halfway through I think, actually, I'm not in the mood for this bargain right now. This bargain's too dark for me. Or not dark enough. And you should feel free to also feel that way, Soulwalker.
Yes, indeed. It's important that we gradate the level of darkness of the bargain. We're saying the same thing.
Is it just a dispositional thing? Like, are you like a this bargain is half dark kind of person, or this bargain is half light?
Now, that's a pretty also good catchphrase that I think we should go in.
This bargain, the whole thing?
This bargain is half dark, I think, is kind of powerful.
Soulwalker, can I ask, what is the experience like inside your non-Euclidean void? I guess I never asked, like, if someone gets sucked into your essence, how do they experience that?
It's... an abyssal dimension of howling winds, blasted, arid expanses, twin dark suns that glow with an unholy unlight, and the most ripping club you can imagine, where the darkest and most industrial techno plays nonstop through all hours of the eternal night. Huh. Are there chains? Are there leather? You better believe it.
This is one of the horniest conversations I've ever had in the library, for sure.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's top five at least.
You know, when you mentioned the suns, I know Chunt's not here, but he would have said, and twins.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I remembered something else I love on a quest.
What?
I love... when everybody, it's sort of at the point where everyone is sort of given up and everyone goes around and they talk about what they would have loved to do if we all got to live. Mm-hmm. And someone, like, it's a real, like, it would have been our situation. Like, I, like, a lost love that you never got to say anything to, or a dream you didn't have fulfilled. Yes. So I'm hoping we get to that point where everyone sort of shares what their dream is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's also nice if you have a decrepit old man to sort of call you to adventure. None. I don't see anyone here except Arnie.
Do you Arnie, Arnie,
I mean, I guess I am the one calling you all to this adventure.
You're also the literal only man, so I think you're the one that fits the bill.
I guess so.
Can you lean into it and really make a meal of it, though?
Yeah.
Sure. The call to adventure.
And that will help me sort of remember what it is that we're doing when you do that.
Okay. Do you want me to do that now?
Yeah.
No time like the present.
Make your pitch.
Tourmaline, Momo, Soulwalker. Times are dark.
Older and more decrepit, please.
Whimsy.
Times are dark.
There we go.
I'm not going to be alive forever, but if I could tell you one thing, it's that Foon needs you. You could live the rest of your life regretting not saving Foon. Together, we will be more powerful than the wizards. I'm sorry. I was in the whole time I was thinking about my voice. I don't even know what I said.
I thought it was pretty good. I just wish you had been able to stay in it. It felt like you abandoned it at the end.
I did be alone pretty fast.
But it was just that, I don't know, Arnie. You're pretty talented when you're not sort of like cutting yourself off at the knees, you know? I feel like you're your own biggest enemy here.
You weren't staying present.
How can we believe you if you don't believe yourself?
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's a great point, and I think that's a pretty good catchphrase. How can we believe you if you don't believe yourself?
Yeah. It's pretty cutting to think that I'm my own worst enemy here, because the Soul Walker is here, who is one of my worst enemies.
He's not here as your enemy, he's here as my date, and I would beg you to remember
that's
that.
That's right.
Well, that's my thing. The thing I need from a quest is to, like, make sure that everyone has each other's back, like that we can trust each other. And Soulwalker, I guess I just need to understand, are you just here as a plus one, or are you willing to commit to this quest?
Well, if I was, I'd be here as a plus thousand. I am committed. When I receive a mandate, when I accept a dark charge, I see it through. Not only to this quest with a person who's bedeviled my every thought for years, Kneecamp, but also the vision of this tantalizing date that I find myself on.
Okay, well, I don't like being the also, but I do appreciate that at least that was in this sentence. But either way, Momo will be here, so it's fine. If it turns into just a quest and not a date, that's fine.
Tourmaline, this is like, he's talking about Arnie. Like, you know when you go on a date with someone and they talk about their ex the whole time, and at first it's casual?
But it keeps happening. And he's like, the tone changes. Yeah. It sounds like they're salivating. I think they're they, because they're like thousands of souls within one body, right?
Yeah.
It feels
yeah.
like they're salivating every time they talk about Arnie, and then when they talk about me, they're like sort of confused. Or bemused,
which is
like, and that doesn't do like wonders for my self esteem because I'm worth it.
Yes, 100%. Of course.
Are you? Oh my God. You're not. Were you hoping that this was going to be a date between you and Arnie?
Oh no. I'm dating a hot dog currently.
Excuse me.
That is canon.
Okay.
That is real. I am dating a hot dog currently.
And what is that? And what does that sort of mean?
Before that, obviously, I dated a banana that's the mayor, and then I also dated a literal tall drink of water. Think things that are mouse-sized, approximately.
Okay. And sentient?
Sometimes.
Girl, come on.
Sometimes.
Let's say always from now on.
Okay, always from now on, they're going to be sentient and not just regular hot dogs.
And the hot dog is a regular hot dog or a sentient hot dog?
Sentient this time.
Okay, then I'm happy for you.
Fantastic. Ah, Kneecamp. It has been so long since I've put myself out there, since we have stepped out of the confines of our own life. How do you think this date is going? Every time I feel like the vibes are really starting to crackle, I feel like I say something that puts me in the doghouse.
Well, look, it does seem like Tourmaline is interested, but that you're maybe not paying enough attention to Tourmaline.
What? Just because I'm here with you, Arnie Kneecamp, the man who has occupied my every obsession for years without counting, at least six.
At least, about six.
Look how close his face is to their face. He's like right up on there.
I can tell that Arnie's talking about you, though. He's putting in a good word.
Now, Soulwalker, remind me, didn't you used to date Arnor?
Is that true?
Maybe. Or maybe you were on a quest together. Gosh, it's so hard to remember. You have a thing for that name, though.
Yes, indeed. I should have looked at my own wiki earlier.
It's not important.
I remembered I dated water and a hot dog and a banana.
Well, good for you.
Look, it's not important. We are more than an accumulation of our past relationships.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The past is prologue.
That's a good one. We are more than accumulation of our past relationships.
Okay, that's good.
It's either going to be that or
yes, that's right.
This bargain is half dark or the first thing we said.
Let's not worry about my exes or my past or current obsessions. Tourmaline, if you had to describe your life in 5 words, what would they be?
Oh my God, that's crazy. No one's ever asked me that before, and it feels like such an original question to ask someone that you actually care about. I would be Tourmaline, dragon, teen, dad killer.
Oh.
Parentheses, pause. positive.
It's helpful to put your own name in that.
But like, then my dad's in there, and that's not how I describe myself. Tourmaline, dragon, teen, dragon, teen. Two of the words are dragon, and two of the words are teen, and one of the words is tourmaline. And those are the five words that I would use.
See, we're making headway. We're learning about each other.
Are you doing the, like, 36 questions to fall in love?
No.
Are you doing that thing?
Tourmaline, if you had three wishes, what would you wish for?
One, my dad's hoard. Two, this one makes me feel bad, but bigger wings?
Oh, don't say that. Your wings are the perfect size.
You don't think they should be bigger?
No. As long as they can make you soar, then they're the perfect size for you. Don't go changing.
And three, I guess, is tomato sauce that never runs out.
Yes, I can see how that would be annoying.
Hey, I'm just checking in. Are you guys still using this room? Because we are studying for finals and we're like really slammed.
You're
almost done, right?
How about this, guys? Why don't we do a break and then we can, and then why? And then I feel like we've bonded enough. Maybe we can look in other parts of the library because, you know, libraries do more than just books. This library has weapons you can check out. Maybe we should go look at what weapons we might want to bring on this quest.
Ooh, great. And then we sort of take whatever we want and leave and never bring it back.
Well, we have to check them out. One of us has to have a card, but yeah.
I have found that with a sufficient amount of force, you actually don't need a card to take things from this building. But that's just me, and I don't want to make any of you walk my path.
What library rules can possibly restrain a chaotic and powerful will before which everything shall kneel?
Oh, your name's Will. I was wondering if you had something else that you went by. A chaotic and powerful Will.
Yes.
Is that short for chaotic and powerful William? Or?
Oh my God, they're going to kiss on the break.
It's been a misunderstanding, but if you like that name, I suppose I could.
Listeners, while you're listening to these ads, just know they are kissing during this break. Wow, how do I even describe that kiss? It was a lot.
Yeah, it felt like a lot. It felt sort of like I was losing part of my soul.
Yes.
And also my tongue. And then I got them both back. But
oh, okay. As long as you get them back. Because you don't want to, you're just starting this relationship. You don't want to lose yourself.
Arnie, can I check out this trident?
Whoa, I mean,
that's a full-size trident, girl. You sure you want to roll with that?
Yes,
how are you swinging
please.
It around? I mean, I guess you have human strength.
Differential.
I mean, you can carry it easy. It's just like, the angle of attack feels wild for you with that.
Well, I could try. I can try to have confidence, and I can try. How was the kiss, by the way?
I'm still reeling with the ensorcelled power of that kiss.
It was weird, if I'm going to be honest. For me, it was weird.
And mixed messages.
An exquisite kiss that danced upon the gossamer thin line between pleasure and pain.
Ooh.
I don't know if I liked it. It was certainly new, I'll say that.
Yes.
Okay.
Kissing is not a thing that dragons tend to do. Sometimes we'll blow a bunch of fire into each other's mouths. But that's about
that
it.
Sounds awesome.
Soul walkers so rarely kiss. We're just more used to sucking off souls.
Okay, no. Some new kinks being unlocked for Momo over here.
It's a pretty woman situation. You don't kiss, you just suck off.
Yes, I've never kissed, but I've sucked off thousands of souls.
Does anyone know if you can do that with a hot
denied.
Dog? I just was wondering if anyone knows if you could do that with a hot dog. I'll figure it out.
I think.
A hot dog, much like myself, contains the souls of countless creatures.
I'll say this, Momo. If you can't, it's time for you to leave them.
Oh, my God.
Find someone who respects you, girl.
You deserve that.
God, all right. I'm feeling really good. This is a really good quest so far.
Does anyone know this is like a weird metal glove that's glowing green? Does this do anything?
Yeah, that's an acid gauntlet.
Yes, that's a gauntlet of acid beam.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can check out anything from the library. Magical items, magic rings, books. There's amazing media. You can get your GED. There are teen programs and adult education classes, quiet rooms. They offer 3D printing, embroidery machines. This and more is available at your local library. Yeah,
this is a scroll about how to play the lyre. So you could like take that home, and they even sometimes have lyres that you can rent out. That's pretty neat.
Holy. I rented a little sewing machine from my local library once, and I couldn't even believe it.
Yes, a lot of them have seeds.
Yes.
Wow. Local ones that you seeds? Can plant.
Mm-hmm. Seeds.
We're big fans of the library over here. Anyways.
So that's what you're rolling with, Arnie? You take the acid gauntlet?
I don't know. Well, I already have this laser gun, so I guess I don't know.
Excuse me.
Bury the lead, why don't you?
I keep forgetting I have this laser gun, but I do have a laser gun. But I feel like I should have more than one weapon, but like what complements a laser gun? Probably not an acid gauntlet.
A trident, I hope.
Is that what you're going with?
I'm going with trident.
Can I tell you, girl, I support you. If that's what you want, that's what you do. But that
Give me your fearless feedback. Here we go.
Here it is. That is a stabbing weapon. That is the sort of like angle of trajectory that you have the least. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
A trident is often only as powerful as your ability to draw it back for a long thrust.
A sort of like horizontal attack. I'm just worried about leverage for you. It's not a strength issue.
Are people throwing tridents?
Not really, no. I mean, you can.
Well, mermen.
But then,
maids. But it's
like mermen and mermaids, yes. But it's like once you throw it, then you have to go get it back. And that's
right.
Like, whereas for you, I feel like a slashing weapon is maybe what you're looking for.
Yeah, but if they're a secret eye society and I stab them in their eyes, this is perfect kind of eye height.
Look, she's not wrong.
Well, but Momo, we don't know that we're going to fight the Silent Eye. We just have to, like, we're going to try to team up with them.
You said we wanted to make contact. What's more, making contact and stabbing their eyes?
Yeah, sorry, Arnie. I was under the impression that we were here to fight the Silent Eye.
No, this is kind of almost more of a diplomatic mission, which I'm realizing maybe this isn't the best group for.
Oh, no. Arnie, I can be very persuasive.
Yeah, me too. I'll persuade you all the way down my throat.
Whoa.
Yes. Suck your soul right out.
Okay. Wait, Arnie, you're not talking about, like, the Silent Eye Society.
Yeah, the Silent Eye.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you know where they're located?
I think I'm technically in that.
Wait.
Oh my gosh, Momo, congratulations.
Yeah. No,
this is huge for you.
This was like years ago. I was moving obviously to a new city and didn't really know anybody, and I got handed a flyer on the street, and then I went. It's probably
Wait,
I don't know
hold
if it's
on.
Helpful.
Let me see your right palm. Yep, there it is. That's that eye.
Is this what we're talking about? Arnie, is this going to be helpful?
Yeah.
Thumbs in it?
Yeah. Do you remember where this meeting was?
No, you're not supposed to. See how the sort of like little iris in the middle of that eye on her palm moves? It's like a compass, but with her hand.
Oh, so we follow her hand-eye coordination?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot I had this. I've had this like the whole time I knew you, Arnie.
Well, you never look at the things on the palm of your hand because you're always holding things.
I've always noticed there's something going on with your hand, but I didn't really want to like point it out or ask questions about it.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my gosh, Momo. They probably owe you so much money for back pay.
I'm supposed to be paid by these guys?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I mean, I guess I don't know. But
oh,
you've been with them for years, right?
Well, yeah, I stopped going to meetings.
Oh.
I went to go make friends, and then...
Well, if you've stopped going to meetings and stopped paying dues, then you might be in arrears.
Yeah, you might owe them money, actually.
Oh, so if we find them, we might owe them a bunch of money?
Well, not we.
Yeah, Artie, you'll pay them.
I guess it could come out of your pay.
Your pay. Because if you get paid, I get paid.
Guys, I hope this isn't rude. Do you mind if I quickly read an email?
Sure. You're the leader, I guess, so if you think that's best for the quest,
we can't stop you, so.
I guess read an email, and It's sort of a total non sequitur from what we were talking about or doing, but
read the room, I guess. But sure,
fuck it, fuck me. I guess what I was saying. I guess go read an email.
Okay, I thought I came up with kind of a save the day, cool answer. We have it on my palm, but you're right. No,
seemed
you're
like
right.
We had a really good thing going.
Yeah, it feels like Momo was on the cusp of sort of blowing this whole thing wide open. But yes, fuck me, let's read an email. I guess
he was sort of following the gaze of Momo's hand eye, but fuck us, bunch of total dipshits.
No,
over here.
Email sounds good for the next thing.
Email. I can't wait to hear what this person has written in. I'm sure it will be super relevant to the... I'm sorry. Did you say world-shattering importance of the quest that we're on?
Yeah. Okay. I guess
read it.
Crack it open, big guy. Let's see what the fuck's going on in there.
I guess I just have a problem with screens. Like, if I don't check my email, like, at least once an hour, I start to freak out a little bit. Look, here. I'm going to quickly... I'll read it, but I'll read it quickly. This email says, oh, it's from Jonathan Fairfax, who has emailed us before. Hey, Arnie, thanks for reading my email. Sorry for helping start the Wizard War. You guys probably don't remember this, but during our last season finale, Jonathan Fairfax, his email was partly contributed to the Wizard War starting. Anyway, that's all water under the bridge.
Are you sure you want to read whatever comes next?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Because it feels like the track record is not good. No offense to Jonathan Fairfax.
Oh, this could be bad.
Didn't know these emails were chaotic.
Cursed.
The next thing Jonathan writes is, when I sent it, the name I used was Jonathan Fairfax, but since then have transitioned, and I'm using a new name, which you can say on and off the air. It is Eon Sterling Galaxina Tonetz. My apologies, Eon, if I mispronounced any part of that. Since you mentioned how much you liked my name in a couple different emails I sent, I wanted to give you a gift. Perhaps it can help you end the war we helped begin. My former name, Jonathan Graham Fairfax, is now yours. I hear names have great power, so I hope it aids you. Don't die. Eon, she, they. So,
well, this is wonderful because Eon has an incredible track record with emails that don't sort of fuck up the world.
That's true. That is true. And we can add to our arsenal. We have a laser gun, maybe a trident or a slashing weapon for Momo. I'm probably going to pass on this acid gauntlet, but we could probably check out any weapons under the name Jonathan Fairfax.
And then... then we don't have to return them.
And we don't have to worry about, like, late fees or anything.
Yes.
Also, I'm going to check out this hat.
This hat?
Fun hat alert.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Look at
this. What even is this? What do we call this? Is this a beret?
It looks good.
What are we calling this?
It's a flat cap.
Does it do anything?
Like a Peaky Blinders.
Got a little brim to it. What's this little guy?
Look like you're about to sell some papes.
Yes. Headlines don't sell papes. You sell papes.
Yeah, that's right. It feels good. And also, I can't imagine what weapon I could possibly... ooh, never mind. Tooth caps. I'll take these.
Wonderful. Oh, you've got a grill now. What weapons can I possibly choose? What could possibly amplify my already chaotic and dark powers?
Here's a hat.
Here's a lead pipe.
Here's a little hat.
Pipe. Candlestick, rope.
I kind of feel that sort of a hat on a cloak situation.
Sure.
There is a mouse-sized sword.
Oh, yes. How droll. Yes.
Oh, Momo, why don't you use the mouse-sized sword?
Why?
No, I want that one. I'm putting the hat back. I want that one.
Do you really want it?
Yes.
Oh, it's...
unless you're taking it. What are you taking?
Pretty tempting. No, you can have the mouse-eyed sword.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, nice. Oh, a rope. Perfect.
A rope, okay.
Yes. It's over here next to this wrench and this lead pipe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we all have some kind of weapon. Now if only we had any leads on how to find the Silent Eye.
Arnie, are you fucking kidding me?
Arnie.
Yeah?
Arnie.
Oh, your hand. Look oh, shit. Right, yeah, right, I'm so sorry. Room.
Remember that?
I'm not raising my hand. I'm saying there's the thing on my palm.
Okay, yeah. Okay, everybody?
Yeah, her eye is down here.
The quest has begun. Let's all put our new weapons into the center.
Hold on. Let me take this hourglass, flip it over. Because we're starting now.
Yes.
Does anyone need the rules explained anymore before we start?
Yeah, because I'm going to start logging time.
Yes, we're logging hours now.
Yeah, we're on the clock now.
Well, are we or are we not?
No. After we put our weapons in and say our catchphrase, and then we'll the quest will begin.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Whoa.
That's a very big weapon, Momo. Ow, you scratched my face.
What I picked.
Yes, okay. Best idea. I'm just going to toss this rope in there. There we go. Yeah.
Mouse-sized sword. Am I holding it? I can't really tell if I'm holding it.
Toothpick.
One, two, three.
Momo, please have some fucking confidence, please.
But Momo, you were the only one that said the catchphrase.
Yeah, so you're the only one who remembered.
That was a great display of confidence.
Ooh la loo.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's it. That's a catchphrase.
There we go. Oh.
One, two, three. Ooh la loo.
I'm sorry. Sorry, little mouse.
Sorry.
People are really staring at. People have been staring at us for this whole time.
I hate this free bookstore. Let's get out of here.
This episode may have accomplished the impossible, making me wish the hosts were back together. Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by Aaron Keefe. Tourmaline Dragon Teen was played by sinewy rogue Zach Reno. Check out Zach's magnificent podcast, Off Book, the improvised musical. The Soul Walker was played by Ross Bryant. You can see Ross in most episodes of most shows on Dropout TV. And check out Ross's new improvised horror comedy podcast, Push the Roll. He wants to point out that many members of Hello from the Magic Tavern have already been special guests on Push the Roll. Not all members, though, Ross. Not all members. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, a behind-the-scenes interview with the voice of Blemish, Martin Wilson.
That's the like number one memory that I have is like getting a crazy email and being like, we're gonna be on a ship and we need you to kind of like jump off and you're like, yep, got it, no problem. It always comes together, but it's always like, I think it's there's something about me that is like inherently fuckable, withable, and it actually like I think about going to and I don't know what it is. I don't have like a amazing sense of humor by myself, but I guess I'm not like super serious about myself. But one time in Improvised Shakespeare, early on, we went to a Ren Fair that's out in the burbs, and we all had to wear our like Shakespearean garb, like knobs. Mm-hmm. And we all went to this Ren Fair together.
Like totally. First, I thought you meant I was like, why are there knobs on your costume?
No.
Yeah,
knob's a great term.
Knob, it's almost like the word was invented for him. To hear the rest and learn more about Momo dating a hot dog, which is a real storyline from the Patreon exclusive Momo spin-off Teeny Tavern, and to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tony Gullick. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. We're taking next week off for spring break and life stuff, but we'll be back on Monday, April 13th with a new episode as we continue the run to the end of the season. Wish us luck!